If you're tuning in for Afternoon Classic, stay with us. We'll get back to the music in 5 minutes here on Middle Tennessee Public Radio. Good afternoon. This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT Newsroom. The most recent statistics available suggest there are about 120,000 Tennesseans with Alzheimer's disease or some other form of dementia. Since few people can afford the kind of round-the-clock care dementia patients require, many families are caring for the loved ones at home as they slowly slip away.
Look at these pictures. You think you know anyone in that picture? Do you know who that is?
Is that my mother?
That is your mother. That is your mother.
And this is my mother, and I don't know who this is.
That's Aunt Ina.
Huh?
That's Aunt Ina. Remember your older sister, Ina?
Murfreesboro residents Ron and Linda Cathy have been caring for Linda's mother, Mary Jane Rothwell, since 2010. Mrs. Rothwell suffers from Alzheimer's and from vascular dementia brought on by a stroke. Linda Cathy says that early on, her mother's frustration over her memory loss frequently boiled over into anger. She was especially short-tempered with son-in-law Ron.
She never hit him. Thank God she never hit him. But she would just put her fist right up in his face.
Kathy's also had to get used to unusual, sometimes bizarre behavior. At one point, Mrs. Rothwell stopped sleeping at night.
I'd wake up and she'd be standing right over top of me and she'd say, Linda, you look so sleepy. And I said, Mother, that's because I was asleep and you woke me up.
Linda Cathy says things got a lot easier after she took time to learn more about her mother's illness.
You know, her brain is dying. We didn't realize this before. I mean, I kept thinking, my mom's doing these things intentionally just to aggravate the life out of me. And we then realized, no, she's not. She can't control this.
Look at these guys. Do you know who any of those are?
Mm-hmm.
That must be your grandpa.
Kathy say their circumstances also improved once they connected with the Middle Tennessee chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Tiffany Cloudman speaks for the charity. She says the group can help new caregivers find their footing.
We can learn about where they're at with the disease and really connect them with resources and help them ultimately make a plan of care so that they know, you know, where they're going with this disease and the journey.
Mann says one of the association's best resources is a network of peer support groups. She notes that caregiving is a 24/7 commitment that often leaves caregivers isolated.
Not only prohibits them from doing the social outings and things that they've always done, but also, you know, a lot of times family and friends, they don't know how to react or they don't know what to say or how they can help. And so sometimes, unfortunately, the thing that happens is they just kind of quit contacting them or quit coming by.
Mann says that, unfortunately, Tennessee doesn't offer many resources for caregivers, and federal aid generally isn't available until a patient reaches the final stages of the disease.
Now, some states with Medicare, Medicare will actually pay the primary caregiver to provide the care in the home. Unfortunately, Tennessee is not one of those states.
Mann says the Alzheimer's Association is painfully aware that baby boomers are just now beginning to swell the ranks of Tennesseans suffering from some form of dementia.
We're going to see many more people not only affected with the disease, but obviously then more people affected as caregivers and the impact that has on, you know, every part of society.
Do you recognize them?
Well, not too well.
Yeah, that's your mother's parents.
Linda Cathy says that caring for her mother's needs has gotten somewhat less difficult with experience, but the pain of having the mother she once knew slowly stolen away never gets easier.
She'll never be the mom that raised me. She'll never again be that person because she can't be.
Do you remember that girl?
Is that Ina?
No.
Shelva.
That's Shelva Jean.
My daughter.
Mm-hmm. You had a little girl that only lived to age 4.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her.
If you'd like to learn more about the Middle Tennessee chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, visit their website, alz.org. That's alz.org. For WMOT News, I'm Mike Osborne.